top of page Kuvitzadik Vav. Rav Shlaim at top of page Kuvitzadik Vav. Nimsa. So we're talking about Tshuva here. This is the introduction to his chapter on Tshuva. Nimsa Shad Tshuva Yishleim was Chayav Shal Ish Yehudi. What comes out of this? Now, last week he explained that Tshuva is not only for Rishayim, but is also for Tzadikim. There's no such thing as a person that can be totally perfect. If you're human, you are going to be imperfect. So Tshuva is for everyone. So it comes out that Tshuva is the perfection, is the totality of a life of a Jew. The Sakin Masim Roim, to be able to correct one's bad deeds, and to bring one's good deeds to perfection.
Non-Jew can't
do
tshuva, can't get
forgiveness. No, non-Jew can. There are two types of tshuva. There is what we find by Nineveh, right? People in Nineveh did tshuva. So there is, I can't remember how this goes. There's the tshuva that corrects the past, and there's a tshuva that gives a person the right for existence in the future. Right, so non-Jews have the tshuva that give them the right for existence in the future. Meaning that if a non-Jew says, okay, I'm going to stop doing what I've done up until now, but from now on I'll be good. So Hashem gives them the right to exist. That's what happened in Nineveh. Nineveh decided that, okay, we're stopping all our evil deeds. So Hashem gave them the right for existence in the future, but they can't correct the past. Whereas Jews have that ability.
The correcting the past is a kind of a hard concept, because you can't take away your actions from the past.
Well, you could. You could attain forgiveness.
Obtain forgiveness, but you can't necessarily take away those deeds.
Tshuva, we know that tshuva may have, if somebody does tshuva out of love, they're actually, all those averis are transformed into mitzvahs. So that's a whole separate tshuva on its own. So there is, we do have that ability. Tshuva mavia l'tikun ha'olam. Tshuva brings about the refinement of the world, shu'u tachlis habria, which is the purpose of creation. L'chein amar Chazal, this is why Chazal said, Shatshuva kadma l'briyas ha'olam, that tshuva preceded the creation of the world. Ki i'efshe sh'ha'olam yavai l'tikuna yalai l'tshuva, because it is impossible for the world to come to its refinement only through tshuva. As the says in the Zohar Kodesh, that the world would not be able to have any existence until Hashem created tshuva. Right, what he's saying is that we know that Hashem created an imperfect world in order for us to perfect it, which is basically the idea of tshuva. The idea of tshuva is to perfect the imperfect. So that is the purpose of creation.
Some assembly required, as we said before.
Right. moichach. In a moichach mikach. She'em hashmaus tshuva. Al derech hispaisus and mechila greida. So what? But what we see from this is that the understanding of tshuva is not necessarily just an act of appeasing and attaining forgiveness. That's not what tshuva is all about. Valderach ha-machila shemein adam l'chaveiro is similar to the appeasing and forgiveness that takes place between man and one's fellow. She'etzlam einoy ela silu koroigiz v'hakol nishri kimikoydim. Because when it comes between man and their fellow, it's only a removal of any type of anger or discontent, and then everything goes back to the way it was beforehand, hopefully. For that type of appeasement and forgiveness, you don't need a new creation of the world of tshuva. The understanding of tshuva is it's an active and novel existence, which is way above the appeasing and forgiveness, as I'll explain. We could also see this from the words of Chazal. Chazal say that in a place where Balei Tshuva stand, people who have done tshuva, a place where they stand, even perfect tzaddikim can't stand as high as Balei Tshuva. If all tshuva is the removal of the sin, how is it possible to understand that a bal tshuva should stand higher than a tzaddik gomer? If anything, you could say that he's back on the same level as a tzaddik gomer. But how can he stand higher than a tzaddik gomer? If all tshuva is removal of the sin.
It's not an objective scale, is it? Each person is on a different level.
Yeah,
he's judged on his own level.
Right.
So when you say that tshuva would be on a higher level than FFB,
that doesn't tell the government doesn't mean FFB. It doesn't mean
okay. But I mean, let's say as far as somebody who's a tzaddik, you know, he's got a scale based on his abilities and his history. So it wouldn't be necessarily the same scale of how many points he gets.
Right, but let's say that you have two people that are started off the same way, and then one went off the derech and came back. You both children, right?
Started the same.
The other person had the same exact Nisayim, same exact tests, and he withstood his Nisayim and still remained the Tzaddik Gomer.
Okay.
Right? So, Chazal say that the Baal Tshuva stands higher than the Tzaddik Gomer. Hard to understand, right?
It's a marketing ploy.
Only new customers get the...
The discounts. Only new customers get discounts.
Do I need to sign up for a card?
And you get reward points.
And this can be proved from numerous sayings of Chazal. Tshuva is great, it brings cure into the world. It brings redemption to the world. Rameyer says Yochid Sheshav, that Rameyer says that when an individual does tshuva, Hashem forgives the entire world. These are all words of Chazal, and you see that tshuva is not simply just appeasement and forgiveness. And even more so, with the Shenish of the Rambam. We can understand this from the words of the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. He says, "G'doy the tshuva shemekareves as adam l'shchina." He says, "Tshuva is great that it brings the person close to the Shechina." The Rambam continues, "Emesh, yesterday, hayezas sonu lefnei amlokaim. This person was considered despised, meshukitz. He was repulsive, meruchik, distance, imetuav, and abominated." Hayayim, but now, after he did tshuva, hu ohov, he's beloved, v'nechmad, and sweet, v'chul. Emesh hayayim, moved l'mashem l'keisrael. Yesterday, this person was separated from Hashem, the God of Israel. Hayayim, moved l'mashem l'keisrael. Today, he's connected to the Shechina, at Kalashayna. Yikol ha'mavodim ha'lola, from all these different sayings, yoytze, what we see from all of these, she'en ha'tshuva rak tikun ha'chet. Tshuva is not only correction of one sin. Ela yodam agia ha'odam l'madregis gevoyes oid yoyseh ma'ashakoydam ha'chet. Rather, it is something that a person, tshuva is something that a person achieves higher levels through tshuva, even greater than he was before he sinned. And we can explain this al derech mashal, by parable. Enemies that broke through into the king's palace, and they robbed the treasures of the kingdom. Then someone who was loyal to the king gets up, Masar Nafshay, and puts his life into his hands, and he breaks through into the enemy camp, and brings the treasure back to the king's palace. By doing so, he greatened and sanctified the honor of the king in a unique way. And it's very possible that in the merit of his act, not only does he bring upon himself compassion and kindness from the king, but once the king realized that this is the loyalty of all of his subjects, the king now bestows compassion and kindness upon all of his subjects.
You're saying somebody goes into the enemy camp to capture back the king's property. So that sounds different than somebody who was sunk in the dirt and the mud. You know, here you're going back for a good reason. Somebody who...
You are going back for a good reason. You're in the mud. You're going back to the right.
You are the king's treasure.
That's the key. You're returning yourself.
You're returning yourself to the king. Right, the nimshal is that when a Jew, neshama is the king's treasure, and by the Yetzirah is the enemy, who breaks into the king's palace and
who's the soldier?
Robs the person himself, is able to grab his neshama back and bring it back to the king. It's a tremendous.
There's a kid story like that called Blabbermouth, that are guarding the king's treasure. The Blabbermouth talks the other guy into stealing the king's treasure, and they steal it and they get caught. And the one guy becomes really humble and he's, "I'm sorry, I want to do this tshuva." The other guy, blah, 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 and he gets his head cut off.
Yep.
Children's story.
There's a Gemara says on there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Pasuk in Yirmiyah that says Moitzi Yakar Mizoilel Kefitiyah. Pasuk that Hashem says, he who takes out the precious stone from the garbage. From the dumps, will be like my mouth. That's what Hashem says. So the Chazal say, the Gemara says that someone who causes another person to do tshuva, meaning he takes the precious stone out of the dumps, has the power of Hashem's mouth. Meaning that person. Decree something, or gives a bracha, or has the power. The Gemara says it has the power of as if Hashem himself would have said so. His words have very strong power.
So isn't that similar to like the?
So have you ever needed bracha? Rabbi Livingstone is the person to go to.
So isn't that similar to a tzaddik, right? You go to a tzaddik for a bracha, and he has Hashem's mouth. So if you go to a guy that does kibbutz, he has Hashem's mouth.
Exactly.
So aren't they kind of like on the same? Is that the same level?
Yeah.
Kind of like what he said.
Yeah.
Can I be your very best friend?
1990.
Va'amna. Kashan is amek b'inyan etshuva. But when we deepen ourselves in the matters of tshuva. We can see a tremendous understanding in tshuva, shehibriyam yuchedes, which is a unique creation, and very lofty concepts have been tied to tshuva. It will explain. Kineyam Chazal say. Sheshaalu l'chachma v'chulu. For the nevuah, nevashach etas v'matas kaper. It says in Yerushalmi that the wise were asked and the prophets were asked, someone who sins, with what shall it be atoned? Meaning, if not for... We're talking logically, right? Someone who sins to the King of all kings, how shall it be atoned? And both wisdom and prophecy answered, someone who sins to the King of all kings should die. So until they asked Hashem himself. And Hashem answered, someone who sins should do tshuva and he will be atoned. Abir, the explanation of this is, ki kishem shebein yonei haguf, just like when it comes to matters of the body, the physical body. Im nechtach lo odom aver, let's say a person's limb is cut off. Klum yesh le tikkun al zesh le yeh balmum, is there any way to correct that? That he should not be a blemished person? The same thing should have been in the spiritual sense as well. When a person sins and he transgresses the mitzvahs of the Torah, it's as if one of his spiritual limbs was cut off. How can that be corrected through tshuva? Right? Somebody cuts his finger off and then says, oops. I feel bad. I regret that I did that. It's not going to make his finger go back on. Right, so how does that work?
Yeah, how can you make something grow back?
What?
How can you make something grow back?
Right. V'amet is kapra nevesh hachatas. How is it possible that a person that sins should be atoned for? Okay, bora kadosh baruch hu b'riyah mechudeshes. So Hashem created a new creation. Es koyach hatshuva, the power of tshuva. Through tshuva, we become a new creation, and as a child that is reborn. It's not just that we correct that sin and we return to our previous status. No. The lofty power that tshuva has is that the person has, it's as if the person is born again. I know that sounds Christian. The
Einoi B'chlal's that's where they got it.
Hallelujah.
What?
Maybe that's where they got it.
The Einoi B'chlal's that shall have a koydim. The person is not the same person that he was before. That is why, in a place where Balei Tshuva stand, even the total tzaddik can't stand on that level. Because even the total tzaddik, the halak siv ain't tzaddik b'orat hashias tev leyachta. There's no such thing as a tzaddik as a person that's perfect. So the tzaddik has some imperfections. About tshuva, but the person that did tshuva, he's a brand new creation, like a baby. He doesn't even have a little bit of imperfection. He has no stains at all
for the first 30 seconds or so.
Exactly, but that's only then he's about tshuva.
After that, he's doing new right. Averis.
In your example, then they start off the same. One went off and then came back. When he come back, he's really not coming back to his spot. He's not going off and then coming back here. He's somewhere over here. He's a completely different person.
He's a different person. He's a perfect person right now because he's
right.
A brand new creation.
Comparing the same person here. You're comparing a completely different right. Person.
So a person doesn't have his mindless either, though. The person starts again, it's almost as if he's starting with a clean slate, and he can't say that I've got all these credits that I've...
Oh, I don't think... Well, why would that be? No, Hashem makes him a new creation regarding as if he has never sinned before.
But if a person...
Why should I take away his...
Reborn, let's say, you know, whatever good you've done is also gone, and now you have to redo it.
That aspect of him is reborn.
Right, that aspect of him is reborn.
Well, so now he's out of talk. It's just that aspect that got verschmutzed, he's recreated without that
passbook,
without that damage. It's not the entire him, it's just that piece, let's say. Like
he's recreated.
Just the fingers recreated, or him totally.
Super glue.
He's recreated without any imperfections. No reason why his good deeds should be taken away. Actually, this reminds me, maybe that's Pshat of Chazal. I'll say it's like this brokers, I think it's Dav Yud Beis. That there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Gam Eile Teshkachna V'Anoichi Lo Yashkachech. The literal Pshat in the pasuk is I'll forget, Hashem speaking, I'll forget all of these, but I won't forget you. So, Chazal say that the word Eila is a reference to the Chet of the Eagle, because when Israel said, Eila Elihecha Yisrael, these are your God, Israel. So they said, they use the word Eila. Kabbalah Satorah is referenced by the word Anoichi, because it began with Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So, obviously, the Chet HaEgel is not something we want Hashem to remember, but we do want Hashem to remember that we said Na'aseh V'Nishma by Kabbalah Torah. So Hashem says, so the Chazal, this is what Chazal say. Hashem says, Gam Eila Teshkachna. She says, I'll forget the Eila. To which Bnei Yisrael respond to Hashem, If you're gonna forget, we thought that you don't forget anything, but if you're telling us that you do forget, well, maybe you're gonna forget the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha also. So that's which Hashem responds, Anoichi lo yashkachech. I won't forget the Anoichi. So the question is, you know, if Hashem says he's gonna forget the Eila, why would we think that he would want to forget the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? according to what we're saying, that the way Hashem forgets the Eila is because when we do tshuva, Hashem recreates us. Well, if that's the case, then we're new creations. But we never said Anochi Hashem Lekecha. Hashem says no. I'm only recreating you regarding the your deficiencies, not regarding your mitzvahs.
Back to the comparison of the Baal Tshuva and the Tzadik Gomer. The Baal Tshuva is at a higher level for the first 30 seconds, maybe. But then after that, is new on Sionis' approach. He doesn't have the practice or the strength, perhaps, as the Tzadik Gomer to resist. And so the Baal Tshuva then falls back into problems, while the Tzadik Gomer has the strength and the ability to continue to resist Nisyonis. So at the instant of the recreation, maybe the Baal Tshuva is at a higher level, but 10 minutes later, it's different.
It could be. Let's say the Baal Tshuva maintains his level from now on as a Tzadik Gomer.
Okay.
Right? So if the Baal Tshuva from now on is a Tzadik Gomer, he's always better off than the Tzadik Gomer. Because...
Okay, he's able to do that.
Right.
If we say that a Tzadik ever since, and so he's doing tshuva too.
I mean, if the tzaddik is about tshuva, then of course he's about tshuva.
There's a line I learned, about if there's a Russia and a learned person, and the learned person is arrogant, it's much lower than the Russia, because the Russia's got a chance of doing tshuva.
So by his definition, then every day is Yom Kippur, or every second Yom Kippur.
Every time you have an opportunity to do tshuva constantly.
Tshuva, Yom Kippur has its advantages that every day doesn't have, which is it's a day of
completely devoted to it.
It's a day of where it's
there's no congestion on Tshuva Avenue that day.
There's no sultan. It's easier for a person to do tshuva on Yom Kippur.
But also that you could say that Yom Kippur is also by rote too, because you know it comes every year. Whereas a normal day, there's more things going on, so every day is kind of could be Yom Kippur.
A person can make every day Yom Kippur. The Baal Zeruv said that this is why Chassidim go to the mikveh every day, because they're Yom Kippur, everybody goes to the mikveh, because they're Yom Kippur once a year. He expects of his chassidim to make every day Yom Kippur.
So you never put on tefillin.
Right.
You won't be eating every day.
Exactly.
He was an old man in program. He says, I make a meeting every day. That's the other way around. He says, I only need one meeting a week. And then the young man says, well, why do you go every day? He says, I don't know which meeting I have.
There you go. Yeah.
Some must mean we shouldn't say Tafelman because of every day is Yom Kippur.
Everybody's going to get out of this if they want to get out
of it. I'll be a volcano, though, you'll be doing every day. So you got to balance it out, okay? You got to decide. I may not be doing Tafelman, but you'll be doing Albino Volcano.
Well, there are gerus. Becoming Baal Tshuva is similar to becoming a ger. The gerushin is gair. Kikot shenoy l'dami. Because I'll say a ger. When somebody becomes a ger, he's a brand new. It's as if he's a newborn baby. The gerus masig lo dak chelik neshama chadash. It's not that when a person becomes a ger, they achieve not only a new portion to their neshama. Even their body becomes a new creation. And the same applies to Baal Tshuva, Shenas, and Metzius Chadosh, they become a new existence. And these words, similar to these words, are written in the Sefer Pri Haaretz from the Medrash Tavsker. Ayin Shom Shemarech Be'inyan Tshuva. See the Sefer Pri Haaretz, where he talks at great length about the concept of tshuva. The Koisev, and he writes, "Im ya'oyer es koyach tshuva, that if a person awakens the power of tshuva, memeli yishapach v'yishtan emetiva v'ergeloi, you automatically change, and you will, even his nature will change. I mean, it's Allah l'malam al-tibi, because he has uplifted himself above nature. When a person does tshuva, meaning that they're willing to stop whatever they have accustomed themselves to, the kind of behavior that they've accustomed themselves to, they obviously have to rise above nature. Once a person has done that, he has the ability to totally change himself. That's what he referred to before, that their body changes. Even their natural behavior of their body that they've accustomed themselves to, that's something that the person changes. The person moves himself to the root of his creation. After he achieves through the levels of tshuva to this advantage, to a place that is that precedes the creation of the worlds and the character traits. Okay, that's what tshuva was created before the world was created. So when a person achieves the level of tshuva, he is reaching a place that preceded the creation of the world and character traits. And may the husha achshav nayladu, and automatically it is now that he is born. Bezeu shaval tshuva kikot shenayladami, and that is what we have said, that the tshuva is like a newborn child, a tolda yeshura, with a straight nature. Kasha borosh alekim es alam yoshra, as Hashem created man straightforward. Ad kam l'shani. Those are the words of the priya aretz.